Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast, chugging along here on another work week. Hope it's going great for you. We are here with our live call-in show from this past Sunday night. It was July 26th, 2020. We had an hour of solid calls talking about Walt Disney World. Many folks who had just returned from the Walt Disney World Resort giving trip reports and tips. If you're heading down this fall or this winter, what to expect as far as visiting the pools, going to the restaurants, traveling around the theme parks, transportation. Lots of great advice. And finally, we're talking about the theme parks and vacationing at Walt Disney World. And I think this show is going to make you smile. It's a lot of fun talking about Walt Disney World vacations and getting so many calls in this hour. Hope you'll enjoy it. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Their services are absolutely free to you. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And if you mention the show, it's going to be me. And we'll be working together on that next trip. And don't forget, we can book fall 2021 Disney Cruise Line itineraries right now. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also support the show using our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So please use it as often as you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, become a patron of the show, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of extra content, behind the scenes photos, updates, Ask Mike Anything videos on the site. And actually, we get a little extra mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. It's a lot of fun. So please do support us while travel is down here for a little bit. It really does help. Become a patron of the show. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show here on Facebook. We're recording this one live on Sunday night, July 26th, 2020, from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful but smoking hot still St. Peter's, Missouri, in the middle of the United States of America. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for checking the show out on the feed. If you're checking it out on Thursday, we are so glad to be together to talk Disney. And we've got a lot of Disney to talk about tonight. Man, many folks just back from Walt Disney World here in our live chat. Having lots of conversations about Good Eats. We have folks in the live chat that are tuned in from California Grill. We have folks tuned in that are live right now at Wine Bar George. We have folks that are heading down tomorrow as we record this show and folks just back. And you know what? Before we get to the calls, which we're going to be taking calls for the next hour, 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. I just have to say that I'm so excited that we're seeing people travel. We're seeing people have a good time down at Walt Disney World. Of course, you know, we know things are not normal. We have people in masks. We don't have fireworks. We don't have some restaurants. We don't have some hotels that we might love. But we have, under those masks at some point, I'm sure we have lots of smiling faces. We have cast members that are working again. We have performers that are getting to perform, not all the performers, but some performers getting out there and making people happy each day, which is their goal in life. And we're talking about the good stuff again. For the last 4 months or so, we've been talking about speculation and, you know, we're trying to guess what things are going to be like. Now we're getting real world experiences and we're getting a lot of positives too, you know, from what I'm hearing, a lot of positives. So I'm super excited that we can talk about, you know, what's going on over at Animal Kingdom or what's happening at the Magic Kingdom. How are people dealing with social distancing, but not speculating on it, but getting feedback on how that's going? Of course, it's not going to be perfect. You get that many people in, you know, one area. You can't have perfection when it comes to so many moving parts, people trying to get from point A to point B to point C. But from what I'm seeing, it's about as good as we're going to get for right now. And I think every day Disney's learning. For example, This made me kind of excited to see that Disney's very flexible and they're also learning. You know, when I taught sixth grade, I always told my kids they need to be lifelong learners. They need to learn something every day, you know, whether it's academic or not, you know, learn something about your sport, learn something about your musical instrument, become better at something, learn something, you know, with my running, learn some way to be more efficient in my running each day. It doesn't have to be running every day, but you know, that day it could be just running. Someday it could be my travel agent job. Someday it could be about baseball. It doesn't matter, but learn something new every day. And I think Disney's doing that because, you know, just before we went on the air tonight, Disney did kind of modify their mask rule. Because again, you know, I think that they're seeing new kinds of masks being presented. They're looking at the information and seeing how to keep their guests as safe as possible. So at first it was kind of any face covering went. Then they said no neck gaiters, no bandanas. And now they've added the masks that have the mesh or any kind of valve. They're a no-go. So I think, you know, I'm just glad to see that they're watching and they're evaluating, hopefully daily, hourly, as things go on and they can react quickly. You know, because sometimes with a company the size of Disney, it's really hard to make changes. But I think in this world that we're in right now, I'm glad to see that they are maybe listening to guests. I'm sure they're listening. I know for a fact they're listening to guests because everybody I know that's gotten back has gotten long, long surveys about the experience. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? How did they feel? I'm so glad about that. But I'm glad that they're doing everything they can to keep everybody safe. So we are definitely, you know, we're in a strange time, very strange time. But we'll get through this and we'll have a good time. So let's talk Disney, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Any topics are on the table. I'm actually super excited for this coming Friday's podcast because I have a great idea that I got this morning running. I'm not going to give it out because I don't want to give it away, but maybe we'll talk about it next Sunday following the Friday show. I know it's a great tease, isn't it? You're not going to know what it's about. But I'm excited because it's kind of one of our off-the-wall topics that Pam, Ricky, and I are going to have a good time with. We'll record that tomorrow night, of course, live here on Facebook, and it'll be on the feed on Friday. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. We're going to get as many calls in as possible. So get your point ready, and let's roll. Here we go. First call of the night, we have Alfred. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. It's been a rough week.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know if I mentioned last week, not this past week, the one before, one day I ended up with an elevated temperature and I got freaked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I went to get tested and, you know, it takes a week to get results.
Yep.
So I was freaked out all week, but everything came back negative, thank God. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah. So I got a little relief from that. So the new week is going to be better.
That's so good. You know what? I got my first taste of going to Disney when I had to go to the eye doctor last week. And so what they do at the eye doctor is they lock you out. Like you get up to the door and it's locked. You can't go in. You got to call them. Right. They come unlock the door with, and you got to wear a mask, and they got the little gun to shoot the forehead to see if you got a temperature. And I'm like, oh yeah. My God. And you know what? The heat index that day was 107. And I drove there in my Jeep, which doesn't have a top or doors or anything. I was sweating bullets. And I was like, my temperature is probably 115 right now. I'm never getting in here. But I guess it wasn't. So that was a good test for going to Disney. I thought for sure I'd be over because of the Jeep thing. But I didn't think about that. But I was good. I got in.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm happy that I don't have it, you know, and everything I've been doing has been working. So
good,
that's
to hear.
All that matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when did you book your trip yet for August?
Yes, I did. I booked for August 5th. We're going to go down for a few nights to Pop Century because here's the deal. I mean, it was killing me and Mallory needs something to do. I have not hardly left the house since this all started just because I work from home. I don't have really any reason. Paige has been home doing all the shopping. Yeah, we're going to go down and stay at Pop Century. Free flights because I had expiring frequent flyer miles. We both have annual passes that are still active. I mean, we're going down for like, you know, for I think like $380. So,
wow.
Like we were going to go to Six Flags, but it would have been more expensive to go to Six Flags. So,
yeah, it would have. You're right.
I'd much rather go to Disney.
Oh, I wish I could come that soon.
We'll see how it goes. And you know what? Here's the biggest reason I wanted to go with my dog. I took Paige many times, just her and I. We go down for race weekends. We did a lot of trips, just Paige and I, because she was the only kid forever. I've never done one with just Mallory, and she's already 12. Wow. She'll be 13 in January. So I felt guilty about that. But also, here's the thing, working as a travel agent and having this opportunity to have the podcast and get to speak for things, I want to be able, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback from my guests, from my friends. Scott's down there right now. Robert was texting me all week. He was there last week. Great information. But also, I want to know what it's like to sit down on an airplane. I want to know what it's like to walk through Orlando International. I want to ride Magical Express. I want to check in at Pop Century, ride the Skyline. As much as I love all the feedback from everybody, and I've been using it so much, I also want to see it firsthand so that I can be a better advocate and resource for all my guests and for the listeners of the show. So at least I'll be able to walk through and say, here's what I saw. Here's what I felt. More of what I felt. Because everybody has a different
Here's
comfort
my way. Problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think Disney is doing a great job, and I don't think I'd have a problem being in Disney. Here's my problem.
Getting there.
The plane, like you said, and being in the airports.
Well, I know that we
don't know why. That's what's freaking me out.
See, I'm the way I look at it, though, everybody looks at things differently. The planes have been flying here, through this whole time, right? And if this is just how I see things, if flying on an airplane was literally that dangerous, I'm sure the news would be all over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this plane flew and 83 people tested positive off of United, 12, 15 or something.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing that. And I'm doing a lot of research, and I hear the air is recirculated every few minutes. It's not bad. I will tell you, though, that Paige bought Mallory and I both those N95 masks, which we're going to wear on the plane. I'm not going to wear them at Disney, I don't think. But, I'll probably wear it on the plane. It's 2 hours, why not?
Okay. And then use it on the way back again.
I don't know if that makes a difference. But, and we're going to have – we're packing. We've already got Clorox wipes. We've got little bottles of Purell. We are loaded. It's not perfect, but we're going to, take care of it as best we can.
And really – you don't need the Purell because that's going to be everywhere you walk anyway.
True, but the thing is, I touch stuff randomly, and I just want to have a little bottle in my pocket just so I'm good.
Me and you are so much alike.
I can just tell her.
I'm always touching my face. My hands have to be on something.
We went to dinner tonight at Cracker Barrel, and I touched the can because they had Charles chips, which my grandma used to have in a tin at her house. They're called Charles chips.
Oh,
you can't buy
God.
Them at the store, but I'm like, oh my gosh, my grandma had that tin, touched it.
Those
who knows how many?
So everybody's probably touched those it. Chips.
Oh, I haven't had them since I was a kid, but I was like, oh, look at this tin.
Exactly.
I touched it. I'm like, I'll probably, wipe myself out because I'm touching the tin. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's great. I don't know. I would love to just come down now. And, I'd say, sure, I'll meet you there August 5th. We'll do Splash Mountain and I'll come home. I just don't know if I could do it.
Well, you know what? Who knows if we'll get to go back? We'll see. We'll see. I might be able to go back and make it happen. We'll have to see. Everybody's saying the airports are pretty
then
decent.
I was thinking, maybe September I'll take a few days and go.
There you go.
4 or 5 days. That's still a possibility because at least that's another 6 to 7 weeks out, say. And a lot can happen.
Yeah, I agree.
In that amount of time.
But I will say we have a lot of people in the live chat that have flown a lot since this has all started going down. Tanya especially, she says she's flown 3 times since March, even with a non-spaced out plane with no issues. So maybe it's I don't think anything's so totally safe, but that's practical information that I trust.
Oh, and guess what I'm wearing tonight?
What's that?
My BR Guest podcast t-shirt.
Nice. I love it. I got to find mine. I packed them. Actually, I have my blue one hanging up, but it's too hot to wear. I wear right now. I don't even care what it looks like. I'm never a slave to fashion. You guys have seen me for the last 12 years. This shirt is the thinnest shirt I have because it is so hot. So that's why I picked it out. My other one's blue and it's thick. My podcast shirt.
And actually, I love this t-shirt. So soft. It's so stretchy. Great.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Boy, Alfred, I'm so glad that you that everything turned out all right. That would have really, made me sad and worried. So you take care of yourself, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Yep. Sounds good.
I'm so glad to get that good
news. One more night in the during the week.
I'm getting busier, but we'll see what we can do. I know. We'll see what we can do. I might. I'll probably have to all do right. one because we fly home on a Sunday night, so we'll miss one in a few weeks. So maybe I'll do it on a different night that week.
Okay.
So I don't miss the show.
Yeah, all right. I mean, actually adding one.
I know.
One.
I know. My family likes to see me, though. You know, I got a family.
Yeah, but they wouldn't mind.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 We'll see. All right, Alfred. We'll think about it, buddy. You take care. See you later.
All right. You bye-bye. Too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Hello.
What's up?
This is Paul from Montgomery. How are you tonight?
Hey, good, Paul. Thanks for calling in. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm enjoying this humidity down here, too, like you are in St. Louis.
Oh, my God. You can have it. I'll send it your way, all of it. I'm done.
Well, so we're one of those that went last week down to Disney World. We stayed at Kidani Village.
Nice.
And we only did one day in the park. We did 2 days just kind of hanging out and doing stuff.
Did you feel, did you get the FOMO like you're missing it? Kidani Village is the best place to, Animal Kingdom Lodge, best place to be if you don't want to go to the parks. I mean, a lot going on there, but I mean, did you feel like you were missing out because you only went one day to the parks, or was it relaxing and you're disciplined like that?
It was relaxing, and we were doing other stuff, and we were down with our, with my 2-year-old grandson. So we were actually supposed to go in June to celebrate his birthday. And, that didn't pan out. So, you know, like, well, on Tuesday we did, we ate at Sanaa, and it was great. And, you know, the menu's not as big as it usually is, but the food was just as good. And they brought out, you know, the tri chocolate mousse for his birthday. So he got to blow candles out for it.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. That's
and then
good.
We actually met with some friends. We met with friends who actually live in the Orlando area. So then after that, we took the bus over to Hollywood Studios and then just rode the Skyliner.
So we
felt like we were doing stuff.
You know, I'm not kidding. Ever since September when that opened, I went down the weekend they opened the Skyliner. And I said that the first day it was open, I said, this is going to be akin to the monorail. Like when I was, you know, like if I didn't have a theme park ticket, I would be totally fine as a kid or as an adult just riding the monorail. And riding the Skyliner is like, I always say it's a ride to get to the other rides. I would totally do that on a day off. It's fun. That's great.
So we drove the Skyliner to the Riviera, and we ate at the Riviera, the counter service, and mobile order was fine. We just kind of, they have you stay outside until your order's ready. And then you walk up and show them your number, and they say, okay, go on in. Your food's waiting for you to pick up. And then we ate outside, and I actually did have the Riviera burger.
Was it good?
And yeah, it was. But my grandson got the chicken tender kids meal. Remember back in the old days before they did chicken nuggets, they had the chicken tenders, and
yes.
They're these huge things.
Yep, yep.
That's what
those.
They served. And so... So he had 3 chicken tenders and French fries in his kids meal. I'm like, I wish I'd gotten the chicken tender kids meal.
That's a good tip. I might
have
to do that.
So then we just, so for the rest of the day, you know, for that evening, we just kind of just rode the Skyliner around and, we had to get back. They have limited hours. And so we had to get back to Hollywood Studios to catch the bus back to Kidani Village before the buses quit running. You know, since I think Kidani Village, Hollywood Studios closed at 8, I believe. So we had to be back by 9:30. I think the buses quit running by 90 minutes after the park's closed.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Real quick though, that is one of the things that I'm, you know, cause we're going down for, you know, August 5th and I'm used to park hopping, you know, we have annual passes and stuff, so we're not doing that obviously. But the one thing that's kind of making me sad before I go down is that I love being in the parks at night, like when it's dark, you know, like the Magic Kingdom at dark is magical. And right, you know, the park closes at 7. So I'm not going to get to, I know it's right. It's a minor thing, but I mean, it's just, I love all the twinkly lights in the parks and stuff like that. So we'll only get that for like a little bit the day we go to Epcot. You know, I think it'll be dark by 9, a little bit. Not even
yeah,
really,
by
not
9 totally o'clock. Dark. Because yeah. That's the thing in Florida, it's dark. It doesn't get dark until late anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so when we left Magic Kingdom, yeah, it's still full daylight. Yeah. So,
it's
yeah,
so weird.
You don't get any of that.
You know, but also, I'm a person who goes to bed usually at like 10:30. Like staying up till 11 o'clock is late for me. So it's kind of my jam right now because I get up early and I go to bed early. So if the park closes at 7, I told Mallory this, like, you know, we can leave the park at 7. We'll go back. We'll have plenty of time to swim, you know, and just kind of hang out, ride the Skyliner. And like, we could do that for 3 hours and still be in bed by 10:30. And then, you know, the park we're going to the next day, I think is the Hollywood Studios. And I don't think it opens till 10, you know, so that's glorious, actually. I mean, that's great to me.
Those are rookie hours.
Yes, exactly. This made for her.
So on Wednesday we did Magic Kingdom. And as you said, we were trying to decide if we wanted to show up at Rope Drop, but you know, they talked about how it's kind of congested right at the beginning. So we got there at 10 o'clock and we stayed until 7. I mean, we were actually like 7:30 when we finally walked out the gate. Lines weren't bad. I think the longest we waited in line was 25 minutes.
Oh man.
And I will tell you, Space Mountain was 5 minutes. And I don't do Space Mountain anymore because I'm 59.
I shouldn't
and
do
the
Space
body
Mountain.
Just doesn't like it.
I'm right with you. I should never do Space Mountain, but I do. And I hate it. As soon as I go up to the top of the hill, I'm like, what am I doing? I love this ride. I hate this ride.
Yeah.
But I'm with you.
Well, when we saw it was 5 minutes, we're like, okay, we just have to do it. So my daughter and I wrote it. My daughter and I did a trip report with you. We have done, this is like our 15th father-daughter trip. So we did it and we came off it and she's only 27. She's like, never again. But we're saying 5 minutes, and actually the 5 minute wait was really just walking to get
yes.
to the cars. That was the wait.
And you know what? I'm getting so old that I think I enjoy like walking in that star tunnel as much as I do the ride. I just love the look of it. It's I've made that transition
yeah, and,
to
and
where
and
the queues are more exciting.
So, but yeah, we did everything. I'm trying to think. I think we didn't do the Peter Pan was 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
I think my grandson rode Barnstormer like 4 times. It was just, you know, it was just get off and get, you know, walk back on, you know, and he loved it.
Wow.
Dumbo was 5 minutes, not even, it was just pretty much walking and waiting for one time for it to run. And,
I know it's crazy because since we booked the trip last week, okay, or early, yeah, I think we booked it like on Wednesday. So we officially got it on the books. And ever since Mallory has been looking at My Disney Experience on her phone, and she's constantly, like tonight at dinner, we ate at Cracker, we did it up tonight. We went to Cracker Barrel and actually ate there, you know, kind of get us ready to go to Walt, get outside the house. And the whole time she's got My Disney Experience up. She's like, Space Mountain has a 5 minute wait. I'm like, that is so crazy. You know, Seven Dwarfs was 20 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, can
right.
we go down there now?
I
keep having this nightmare that it's going to be, you know, like 3 hours by the time August 5th gets here. I don't think so, but I'm like freaked out. I want to get a piece of that.
And I'm pretty sure if you're there in the middle of the week, you won't have any problems. You know, the weekend, I think they're getting more of the local annual
yeah.
pass people
yeah.
are going. But you know, during the week, I don't think you're going to have any problems.
Yes.
I do want to, you know, there has been questions about like rider swap, you know, baby mm-hmm. swap, not baby swap. Rider swap.
Yeah.
And the, I guess it's the disability pass.
Mm-hmm.
We used Rider Swap once with Big Thunder Mountain. And what we did is we walked up to where the standby line was. We told them what we want to do. They said, okay, you know, come back in 30 minutes. And we probably could have come back in 5 minutes. They didn't have to see anything when we walked up and we said, we're doing baby swap. You know, they said, okay, you know, and we went in and baby swap worked great.
That's good. Yeah. Cause I figured they had to have yeah. that in place somehow. I just didn't know exactly. Cause they used to use the fast pass lane for that. So that's interesting.
Right. how they did it with Big Thunder Mountain. We just went to the exit and we came in the back. They walked us into the exit.
Cool.
So it was very short, but, honestly, while we were there, I felt perfectly fine. Hand sanitizers everywhere. I saw one person had a comment in chat about they felt it was sticky. I think a lot of it was because it's so humid that hand sanitizer is supposed to evaporate, and it wasn't evaporating. It was staying on your hands. And so I'm like, you'd have to wipe it off. I was wiping it off on my shorts after a while. But hand sanitizers, they had the wash stations, the bathrooms were clean. Everybody had their masks on. I didn't see anybody that didn't. Well, I think I may have saw a couple of people that didn't have their masks on. Not down over their nose. They didn't have their nose under it. And people were, doing the social distancing. They were doing, if you're walking towards someone, the person would, walk away. Automatically just kind of spread out. I don't want to come near you.
Yeah, it's like an opposite game of chicken constantly, I'd imagine. I just, because I haven't been outside that much. So I'm seriously, I need to... This sounds so dumb, but I need to get out. Like, we went to Cracker Barrel tonight because, Mallory's been wanting that for a week. So we said, fine, we'll go to Cracker Barrel. But the thing is that I got to get aware of paying attention to stuff like that because I, even though we're 4 months in, I haven't left the house as much as everybody else. So I, in a place like Walt Disney World, where there's so many people, even though it's a relatively, crowded place, but I mean, it's more crowded than anywhere I've been, I have to be aware, like you said, not to walk to somebody, to be aware of everybody else's social bubble, and to be careful of that, which it takes, I would imagine with kids too, that has to take a ton of practice. Because, kids just don't pay attention ever.
And I didn't notice any problems. Lots of kids were there, and they were wearing their masks. I didn't see issues with that at all. I didn't see kids whining. I didn't see any kids having meltdowns or anything.
That's a miracle.
Maybe they're just happy to be there.
Apparently somebody had a meltdown on Tom Sawyer Island yesterday from what I'm reading online. I think it was an adult.
Well, that's the one thing we didn't go to Tom Sawyer Island. I'm wondering if they had they've got to have the tunnels closed. Those things where you go in, I just can't see have those open.
Yeah, I can see that. I love the tunnels, but they are definitely not. They were not built in the 70s for social distancing. Those things give me claustrophobia.
Well, even just riding the raft over, he's like, let's put four people one in each corner.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how they do that. So on Thursday, we went to Downtown Disney, Disney Springs, sorry, and wandered around there a little bit. And probably Disney Springs is just it's just a bear to walk in. It is just so big. It just takes forever to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of Disney Springs, but going into World of Disney, there's only one entrance. You have to walk all the way around to the very back of it. Uh-huh. And you come in and they're doing counters, making sure that there's not enough, not that many people in there, and then very specific exits to going out.
I've been lost in there, but not as bad now that they've redesigned it. But back in the day before the redesign, I got lost in there every time. I never found my family. I'd be like, look for me. I'm in the jewelry department. I don't know. Cause I'd turn around and they'd be gone. You couldn't stay together in that place. But I'm with Mallory. So we are going to go to Disney Springs probably once so she can go around and look at everything. Yeah. Probably the night the Magic Kingdom closes early. We'll see.
Plight Pig was definitely hopping. There were a lot of people there.
So good.
But Earl's Sandwich, we actually got food at Earl's Sandwich and it was like the emptiest I've ever seen it. There were maybe 10 people in line. Normally it's wrapped way around.
Yep.
But we had a great time. I think you'll do fine down there, and I know you're going to enjoy it. And because I had a great time, we just had fun, and it was actually taking time just to kind of look at things. It's like I don't have to really be walking really fast. I can just kind of stop and stare at things, and though there were still people who were like, you know, walking six across, you know, and it's like really
school.
People
like high know. School. I hate it when people did that in high school. I'm going to be late to class and get detention. Get out of the way.
So, but anyway, so we had a good time and, you know, people just, you know, it just be smart about it. And
absolutely.
I think they're doing their best to do all to take care of stuff.
Well, Paul, I appreciate that, buddy. It's so good to hear the report. That firsthand knowledge helps all of us here. Everybody listening on Thursday, it's going to give them some peace of mind. I'm so glad you had a great trip. So thanks for taking the time to call tonight.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful time in St. Louis. Take care of yourself.
I will, buddy. I'm packing that humidity heading down your way, all St. Louis. I'm sending it down the river.
Okay.
See you later, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. Let's get to the next caller here. Hey, who's joining us?
Oh, hey. How are you doing? It's Kimberly Bouchard here.
Hey, Kimberly Bouchard. It's Mike Rahman. How you doing tonight?
Yes, I'm good, thanks. I'm enjoying your show. I don't start my season till September, so I'm catching everybody else's podcast. I just want to tell you, so I've been on the East Coast and West Coast within a week, heading back to the East Coast, but my advice to anybody doing downtown Disney in California is don't go on the weekends.
Okay.
I was at Disney Springs during the week, but downtown Disney, I was there Thursday and Saturday. And it was absolutely ridiculous in the sense that you had to check in at the very end of Downtown Disney just to get into the virtual queue. And then you had to wait till the second text. And then you could line up with 50 other people. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. What you just said, there's no way I'm doing any of that to go shopping. I hate shopping in general. And there's no way I'm going to all that work.
No. Well, I mean, that's why I said don't do it Saturdays. Thursday, it was fine. You could just walk in everywhere. But I didn't get my, I decided to go for a caramel apple. I hadn't gone for one in years. And they said, oh, it's going to take you 45 minutes to get in. I'm like, yeah, no, I've got a plane to catch. But anyways, I was just telling people. And I also checked out another place, which is, you know, not Berry Farm. Not been there for years, just the marketplace. But what they had set up was really interesting. You scanned your own things, you took your own receipt. So that was the first device. The second device was the pin pad. The third device was actually hand sanitizer, just boom, boom, boom. And basically, you could put your own things in a bag as well if you didn't purchase a bag. So they didn't even touch anything, they were just there kind of watching you.
Huh. Now, here's something that you've been in these retail districts. So let me ask you this, because I did see pictures of this a couple weeks ago, and I'm trying to train Mallory. If you didn't catch it earlier, we went to Cracker Barrel tonight. And of course, as soon as you go in there, you go through the store, right? With all the
knickknacks and all that stuff. Yeah, I was there two weeks ago.
But the thing is, like, she and her mom, her mom's probably listening upstairs, but they do the same thing. Like, they touch everything they talk about. Like, they pull it off the shelf. And I told her that I saw signs at Disney that say, you know, don't touch the merchandise unless you're buying it. You know, like, you know, they're trying to keep down the contact. So I'm trying to train her.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that true? Do you see signs of that, like at Downtown Disney on the West Coast or Disney Springs?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
They just want you
to
buy it.
I never saw that at Disney Springs. I never saw it at Downtown Disney. Now, however, I mean, things change daily, right? But I think that they'd be hard pressed trying to do that, honestly. And as far as the social distancing thing, I mean, people aren't going to like to hear this, but people were just so excited looking at the merchandise, they didn't really pay much attention to who was next to them. You know what I mean? Like, they were a little more cognizant of people if they were like directly in front of them, you know, or wanted to get in to see something on the shelf. But by and large, I mean, it's very difficult to do that, but everybody was wearing their masks. There was no problem. It's just that don't go to those places on the weekend.
<That's>
if you don't
want
to be in a virtual queue and a regular queue as well. But it was great. It was great. And it almost felt like normal eating outside. So I highly recommend to those people, sit down reservations, because it does feel like it's back to normal.
That's so good to hear. You know, and I appreciate everybody taking the time to call in tonight and give these firsthand experiences, because, you know, I'm more excited than anything. But I mean, you got to remember, I'm a dad and I got a daughter, and, you know, like, the last thing I want is anybody to get sick. I don't want to get my wife sick when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
She's not going, you know. But the thing is, you know, I could, like, I went and got my license plates renewed for my Jeep a couple weeks ago. And, like, you know, I was scared to death I was getting sick doing that. I mean, if I mean, I do not want to get sick, but I'd much rather get sick, you know, going to Disney than going to get my license plates renewed. How boring is that? You know, and I don't want to get sick at all. I'm just saying, like, eventually you just have to get out and do some stuff, but take every precaution you can.
Well, we flew to Florida, drove our RV back. I flew out to California Tuesday, came back last night. We're flying to Austin to my cousin's lake house Friday, coming back Monday, and then heading out for 16 days to Florida. You know what? We've always been clean. We're world travelers. You will be fine. You guys, you will be fine. Just keep your hands washed and, you know, just don't, if you're not feeling good, don't go out. And I think for the most part, people should be enjoying their life. I sure am.
Yeah, me too.
Despite all this, because, you know, it's been long enough, been cooped up, and we wear a mask, and it's not, you get used to it on a plane, but I also will tell you, they've got some really fun Disney masks, but I just prefer the plain old paper one. I had 25 Disney masks made, but I can't breathe in them.
Well, that's
I can't.
Important.
Like,
yeah.
They're cute, but I can't. So just like plain old paper, I'm telling you, I don't mean to put anybody out of business, but honestly, you guys are going to be dying in that heat and humidity if breathing in the mask. I shouldn't be saying that
we are taking some of those cheap disposable ones, but the thing is I just spent like $35 on 3 Mizzou masks, so I gotta look cool at least for a couple pictures.
Well, listen, enjoy your time, and honestly, people need to find joy in their lives now, and it's good for everything, and getting out there and getting in the fresh air as much as you can. So, but that's just my take from the two parks I've been in the last week and a half.
Yes, ma'am. I sure appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. It means a lot. So you take care and safe travels as you make your way around the world. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks. Right, bye-bye.
I love this. Everybody's calling in tonight with some great advice, keeping us all safe. But also, you know, the advice that I'm hearing tonight is get out there, take the precautions, but have some fun, enjoy life. That's what it's all about. We all work hard enough every day, and we need to get out there and have some fun. And, you know, things aren't perfect. Things are not always trending in the right direction, but folks getting out there safely, enjoying themselves. And this sounds great to me. 407-413-9395 is the number. And we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Hey, this is Theme Park Beer from Twitter. How you doing?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing well. Hot.
Hey, welcome to Orlando, my friend. I hear you're coming down in 2 weeks, and we're excited to have you back in O-Town.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to MCO and walk through there and, you know, just feel it hit me. I love that place.
Exactly. You walk off the plane and you're like, hello, Orlando.
Exactly. I smell you.
And that's 365 days a year. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I've been listening, and I'm enjoying the call-in tonight. It's a lot of fun. Someone mentioned about MCO being crazy. Just so you know, MCO has been dead lately. Sadly, and I say that because while we appreciate you coming to town because we need your tax dollars.
Yes.
Sadly, MCO's down like 90% year to date, and that's not good for us that live here.
Yeah.
But
I hear you.
But you should be good, man. I'm excited for you. Sadly, we had to get rid of our annual passes when they allowed us to.
Mm-hmm.
I work in healthcare. And my wife was not the biggest fan of going to the parks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so jealous. Don't get me wrong. I am so jealous. And I want to be you. I want to go to Hollywood Studios. I want to go to Magic Kingdom, especially seeing all the pictures of it, how slow it is.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, is that what...
Okay, just for the people that are watching on the live chat, I just got to show you, because you're exactly right, because my buddy Robert, who's in the chat with us today, he was there all last week sending me pictures that were just killing me. I mean, he's like, look at me, you know, and there's like nobody at Epcot. So my buddy Scott's there right now, so he sends this picture, so everybody's watching on the video. I'll show this up to the camera here real quick. I know it's not going to be the best image, but he's like, look at me on Main Street. So if you look at this picture here, literally, it's my buddy Scott in his mask, and there is like 10 people in the entire picture, and he's down at the, down by the flagpole, and you can see all the way to the castle. You can see like 10 other guests, and this is during the day at the mask. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unreal.
It's insane, because I have a bunch of friends that have been to Animal Kingdom a lot, and that's my favorite park, to be honest with you. And they've all been like, hey, Flight of Passage, 15 minutes. Well, that's how long it takes to walk through the queue. And you're done. And you're on. And then they're not making you get off. They're letting you ride again if there's no one waiting.
That is okay. And I told Mallory this. I'm not a fan of Flight of Passage. It almost makes me want to yak. Like I'm just I don't do motion things very well. But here's the thing. I've never gone through the long queue. I've only gone through the fast pass. I've done it three times with fast passes all three times. So I've never seen the queue. So I told her, I'm like, we're going to ride the thing because this is my chance to see that good queue without having to wait forever. So we're honestly going to do Flight of Passage just to see the queue. And then we'll ride the ride too. But
it's crazy. We're in a world where the Journey of Light, Journey of River Journey.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Navi River Journey.
30 minute wait and Flight of Passage has a 10 minute wait.
Yeah.
That's just a crazy time.
I saw that too the other day on the app. I'm like, but here's the thing. I like Navi River Journey a lot more than I like Flight of Passage, so I don't want that to happen.
Oh, I love it. Well, one is air conditioned. I mean, that's a bonus right there.
It's so
living
pretty.
In Florida,
yeah,
know?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, it's glorious. And one of the cool things that a bunch of people have been pointing out, and people who are hardcore fans that have been, and I'm sorry to say I haven't been, I've only been to downtown Disney Springs, is that the way that they're doing the characters in Animal Kingdom with the boats.
Yes.
They're like, that is so awesome. And the princess, with the princesses that are coming through on Magic Kingdom, and they're like, in Epcot, they're like, that is awesome, the way they're doing that, where everybody, you don't have to wait in a 45-minute line to meet Anna and Elsa, which I have two young ones, so I'm used to that line very well, in their summer house, you know. But apparently that is legit awesome, and it just sucks that my wife made me get rid of our passes for a while.
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, the thing is, everybody's kind of making those sacrifices. And then once things turn around and get stronger, you know, you'll obviously be back and you'll be having a good time. But yeah, it's one of those things. I didn't think this opportunity would present itself for us to go down. But, you know, honestly, I wanted to do something with Mallory. You know, she's had a ton of stuff canceled this year. Paige has gone back to Mizzou now. She's going to be back and forth. But, you know, things, school's going to start for her. She's going in person 5 days a week to regular school. So that's going to start August 24th. So this was it. You know, if we're going to go down, I wanted to get back in case there's a quarantine order. We're going to be back 15 days before school starts. I wonder why 15 days, I guess it's a 14 day order. Yeah. So, you know, it was like now or never. And the thing was, you know, I could put this off, you know, and say, okay, well, let's try to go in September. Let's try to go in October. You know what? I'm just taking all the precautions. I've had a lot of friends that I trust. I've been emailing with so many people and I'm getting positive feedback. If I was even getting like 50-50 feedback, it wouldn't be happening. But I'm getting and I'm seeing good stuff. So, I mean, the thing is, nothing's going to be 100% safe. But also, you know, I could stay 100% safe and sit right here behind this computer. You know, Alfred would like that. We could do live shows 24/7, 7 days a week. But I, you know, because Alfred loves when we do the call-in shows. He would love that. He loved we did them every night, which I had a good time with that. I also want to be able to get outside and have some experiences too. I'm missing being out in the real world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like we have passes to all the parks here in Orlando. And we went back the first day Universal let annual pass holders in. I felt 100% safe there. Went back the first day that SeaWorld and Aquatica let people in. And sadly, while the parks were doing a great job there, it was the clientele that wasn't doing a good job.
I saw that.
Everybody that has gone to Disney has reported back that, like, you know, they've even texted my wife and said, you're safer at Disney than you are at Publix.
I've heard that.
but my wife is, you know, I have to listen to the boss. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Not to throw her under the bus, but you know what I'm saying. It's just, but yeah, we're definitely going to be back. I just wish they would open the water parks because to me in the summertime, there's nothing worse than being in Magic Kingdom. Just in a normal day before these unprecedented times.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hot.
Because you know, at least you can hang out in the lazy river, have a beer, do your thing, ride a water slide.
Stop. I need some Typhoon Lagoon in my life right now. It's so hot right here.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, open the water parks, please. Volcano Bay's open.
Yes.
Aquatica's open. But come on, Disney, open the water parks for us, please.
Yeah.
Plus, it would help a lot of people get back to work.
I mean, which
down here we need, I mean, because we're hurting down here still, you know.
No, I get
it's
it.
Still
I mean,
a cakewalk down here. We're hurting.
I totally get it. And that's, you know, that's another reason that I'm traveling. As small as like two little people from Missouri traveling are, you know, I have an opportunity to go down and hopefully get, because again, I mean, I work in the travel industry. I'm 100% in on travel. That's what I do full time. That's my only job, the podcast and booking travel. And so, you know, I got to put my money where my mouth is. You know, I want people to travel, then I better be comfortable with traveling. Cause I would, if I get back and I say that I was nervous, I'm going to say it on the show. I mean, I'm not about that. You know, that's not me, but I mean, I think I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to share everything on social media. People can make their decisions themselves. You know, they're going to see what it was like and we'll talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you have a personal account, you can say yes or no, maybe, but yeah. And people will trust you without hearing it from Twitter or, you know, Instagram or whatever platform you're on, because God forbid the internet lies to you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is. But hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I'll let you get some other people. I've got to deal with the kids who want to play outside tonight.
So. Hey, have fun. And thanks for taking the time to call. I sure appreciate it tonight.
Hey man, have a good night and cheers everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Catch you at Typhoon Lagoon. See you later, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Exactly. No shit.
See you later. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. He's right. Why not some water parks? It's hot as the sun. We need, what do you say? He takes a beer on the Lazy River? I'm not sure. Maybe he does. I don't know how that works. But yeah, I'll just take some Lazy River, hold the beer. Give me a margarita. 407-413-9395. I know a lot of folks are trying to get in. So right now is the time. We have the open phone lines at 407-413-9395. Big shout out to Robert in the chat, who is answering tons of questions for folks about being down there because he was there last week. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa.
Hey, Marlessa, what's going on?
It is very hot, as you know as well. Great job running those two half marathons in this heat.
I got to try and keep up with Wade.
You are crazy in the best way.
No, it's just I wanted to get it done.
Yeah, for sure. I did like 5 miles yesterday and called it after that, but it's still good to get out there. Yeah,
absolutely.
When it's early. Yeah, so I, you know, I'm not in Disney World right now, but definitely love hearing everyone's thoughts. It definitely makes me have more FOMO for sure, and get more, I think, excited about, you know, going, because, you know, as it stands right now, not going until January. Hopefully everything is fine for marathon weekend. I'm really staying positive for that. But, you know, honestly, like I am, you know, feeling more and more tempted, I think, for a fall trip or something. Like part of it is even before you released that show, like working from Disney, I was kind of thinking, working from Disney, that because like I'm still like working from home for the foreseeable future. So well, why not Disney?
I don't let the cat out of the bag, but we're going to have a trip report with somebody who's going to be literally working from Disney setting up. And I can't give out too much, but today something happened that was pretty incredible. So it's going to be a fun story about working from Disney. And it's going to be a good show here in a couple of 3 weeks. So, exciting. You're right. I mean, it gives you an opportunity. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be working a little bit down there, but mostly not working. I've got another agent covering for me so I can have 5 days with my daughter to go just have fun. So I'm excited for that. I mean, I'm there just like, I'll have my laptop in case, but hopefully we all need it. Hopefully nothing happens.
Oh yeah. absolutely. But yeah, because I mean, you know, like from with being in New York, like obviously, you know, in addition to having to, you know, think of my own comfort level, there's also that quarantine still going on for both flying to Florida and then coming back to New York and a bunch of other states. So I think as of now, it expires like early September. So gonna wait for that to try to get to. Not like plan anything, but definitely looking at rates and all that. Because, you know, I think it's hard maybe for non-Disney fans to understand. So I don't really, you know, tell non-Disney fans this too much, but, you know, I mean, you know, like I've been like really cautious this whole time. And, you know, just being in New York is like really difficult. Like even though our cases are down, it's still, you know, very densely populated, you know, area. So it's still hard for that. But, you know, with that being said, like I know, and trust and also have seen that, you know, Disney is, you know, actively enforcing, you know, the masks and social distancing, And I know it kind of, you know, sucks for some people, but I do actually like that they kind of close that loophole with the food and drink, because I think that probably would have been something that made me a little uncomfortable with, yeah. Like, you know, because obviously there's a difference between, like, you know, if you have a full pretzel versus someone trying to maybe break the rules a bit, if they had like one sip of a soda left and they're trying to keep their mask down or something. But
I call that the Scott and Mike loophole, because we were thinking about that back in February or March. We're like, oh, all you got to do is carry a pretzel in one hand, a soda in the other, and you're good. You have to wear a mask.
I did think of you guys for that. I was like, oh, they're trying to keep Mike and Scott.
That was before we knew anything. That was just before we were like, remember back in February, we're like, masks? I mean, we didn't know it was going to be like this. Uh-oh. You still
yeah,
there?
For okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so yes, like, again, like with, you know, with the quarantine, you know, like to New York and down to Florida. So like with that, like not, you know, considering really going down with that, but, you know, it is like, it's tempting. It's, you know, it's fun to look at the app and like just see when people are having these good experiences, because, you know, like obviously, you know, from a PR marketing perspective, in addition, you know, to, you know, wanting the guests to have a good time, like they, you know, Disney wants to do this right for a million reasons, mm-hmm. because, you know, we all know that if something went wrong, you know, it would blow up everywhere on social. So I feel like I would probably feel better at, you know, somewhere like Disney or even maybe on an airplane, just because those are certain places that are more actively enforcing mm-hmm. The mask, if that makes sense. Because it, even in my own neighborhood, like we ventured out and finally did outdoor dining at like one restaurant. That's like the first time eating anywhere that wasn't our own home since early March. And we, you know, picked the restaurant we did because, like, we know, like, the manager, and we, like, saw that they were very actively, like, spacing out the tables. They were sanitizing silverware, contactless menus where you just kind of scan, which I believe Disney's doing as well, or you just take out your phone and you scan instead of handing out, like, the paper menus. But, you know, I mean, obviously there are other places not, you know, doing as good of a job, per se. So I think it's just, it's about kind of having that comfort level, but also making sure that, you know, you're doing what's comfortable for you while, you know, enjoying yourself, but also being safe and seeing, you know, which places are taking it seriously. And so far, Disney seems to be doing a good job with that.
Absolutely. Hey, here's, you mentioned Marathon Weekend. Of course, this past week, we found out that the wine, and I was going to talk about this earlier, we just never got to it, but with Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend being canceled, actually, you know, they call it turned into a virtual. Yeah, I know a lot of people do the virtual races. I don't, because they're just, to me, they're really expensive. I mean, I'm going to run anyway. And I have a lot of medals. Right. I'm not really in it for the medals or the t-shirts. I have so many t-shirts. Like, my wife yells at me constantly because, you know, dopey, you come home with seven. I usually buy two more. And, you know, it's like 10 times, you know, I've done it for 7 years. You know, all of a sudden I have 70 shirts from like one weekend. You know, it's like, I get it. She's like, okay, enough with the running shirts. Like, that's good. But the thing is, so I usually don't do the virtual races, and I know some people do, and it keeps you motivated and all that's fine. But the thing is, like, I'm starting, here's where I am with Marathon Weekend, because you brought it up. I'm trying to decide at this point, if Marathon Weekend is canceled, do I still go down and enjoy a vacation? You know, because I, you know, say I get right. my funds back from Dopey, that's 500 and some bucks. You know, so do I still go down? That's going to pay for probably half of my hotel for the week and still have a good time and not have to get up at 2:30 in the morning. Do I cancel the whole weekend? Do I maybe, instead of going the second week of January, do I move it up and try to go maybe at Christmas or, you know, in December, you know, because we would know by then. You know, it is, I don't want it to be canceled, but I'm starting to formulate like the what if scenarios in my mind. And I think that's probably something everybody that signed up for Marathon Weekend needs to start doing. Hopefully we'll get to run. But if not, like, what, you know, you're going to change dates? You're going to cancel outright altogether? You're going to just go and enjoy it? I mean, it's because that would be a real low crowd week. I'm trying to decide what I would do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, part of me is, you know, as, again, like, have taken this whole thing, like, as seriously as possible, like, still haven't had friends over, still not going to other people's houses or apartments or anything like that. So, you know, like, for me, like, personally, like, I've kind of been, like, you know, for better or for worse, you know, like, hopefully it doesn't become a negative thing that kind of blows up in the face of, you know, being positive towards Marathon weekend, but it's kind of been like a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, for me, because yeah. I mean, you know, like this will be my first like in-person Run Disney race. And, you know, I talk about this, you know, in the Lizard group all the time. Like there really is like nothing I'm looking forward to more than that, you know, like for so many reasons. Like I'm excited to just, you know, have that Disney trip like on the books. I'm excited to, you know, be running for a race that I'm, you know, really working hard towards. And I'm really excited to see, you know, Lizards, of course, like interact with all you guys. So that would definitely be like a really crushing blow, like for me, if that happened. And I've definitely, I'm trying to keep the voice in the back of the logical voice in the back of my head down a little bit with that. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Like it's definitely something to consider. Or even I know that a lot of us kind of wondered if they sold less bibs than normal because just of how crazy registration day was, of just how like it seemed.
Was this, I don't remember though, was this the first registration after this all started going down? I'm trying to remember when Wine and Dines was. Chat room can help me out. I can't remember if Wine and Dine had registration prior to like COVID becoming a major deal. I think it did. You're right. Maybe this was the first race that was like after this all started happening so that they had narrowed the field down and made it very thin to where this could be pop. Again, social.
Yeah.
I've been talking with people on Instagram and Twitter and emails about this. And here's what I think about races at Disney in this where we are right now is that, honestly, once the race starts, social distancing is the easiest part of the whole thing. It's getting everybody there on the buses. It's getting people in corrals. It's getting people in porta potties. And if you've never done it, you don't get it. But there's like probably 2,000 porta potties. There's seven people deep at every one of those suckers. The hardest part about the races for social distancing and safety is the pre-race in the expo. It is not the course. Like in the course, I'm always, you know, I mean, there are places where there's bottlenecks, but for the most part, over 26 miles, I'm 6 feet away from people all the time. Like, cause you have roads you're running on. But the thing is, it's the logistics of getting you there and getting you out on the course, which makes it a challenge. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've even wondered, honestly, like if they like hopefully still have it, like I wonder if like masks would be a requirement for, like, I know a lot of people would hate that.
No.
And look, like I, like, you know, like I have my net theater up here. Like I don't, like wearing it, but you know, I do bring it out because if, you know, someone's coming, or like if some people are coming, I could pull it up. Cause you know, back when it was the colder months, like especially March and April, when this is brand new, like I did have it on kind of all the time. Like no matter what, even if there was absolutely nobody for several blocks, but you know, it's like really hot and I do wake up before the sun's up. So, you know, now I've gotten more to the point where honestly, like, if no one's in sight, I do like pull it down, or like my runs have gotten longer, so I need to take some water. But you know, it's not like fun, but it's something that I try to do too. Like if I'm running in a direction and someone's walking and they have a mask up, like I try to like, you know, show that respect back for them.
That's awesome.
Like,
that's good that you do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so I hope that it happens in January. And I mean, this has all like changed so fast, right? Like, I mean, I think even back when Disney first closed, like we all had very different thoughts and projections on like, when is Disney going to reopen? What's it going to look like? And I think it was a little earlier than some people thought, a little later than some people thought. And we're still like learning and seeing what's going to happen. And I mean, I certainly like now, like I'm still, like I said, like working from home, like for the foreseeable future. So if you told me that in March, I'd be like, well, that sounds like a lot of less commuting. So that's some perks to that. But, you know, it's crazy.
Well, just here's my advice, because we got to run. But the thing is, because I haven't finished filling my circle yet for the day, so I got to go finish. But speaking of running and walking and everything else, and it's so hot, I'm dreading it. This is much comfortable here in the studio. But the thing is, here's what I want to tell everybody that's one, you know, you're on the Lizards, or if you're not, even if you're just tuned in and you're walking, running, getting ready for a race weekend, I say this, and even if it's not a Disney race, keep training as though the race is happening. For example, I got in the Chicago Marathon, and it was going to be October 11th. It was the last one to get canceled, all the majors. But, you know, I've seen people on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, you know, kind of just fall off on their training because their race is canceled. And I think the thing is, if that happens, you know, especially for the folks with wine, I wasn't signed up for Wine and Dine, but if you were, I would encourage you to go ahead and train. I know it's hard. This is a hard sell. But train as though the race was going to happen, because you're going to reap the benefits of the health out of it. You're going to reap the benefits of the fitness. And you've gone on a journey already. If you've already been training for Wine and Dine or for Marathon Weekend or what have you, Chicago Marathon, any other race in your town, train as though that race is going to happen, because you're still going to see the benefits on the other end, and it's going to keep you active, and just, you're going to feel better about yourself. And that next race will get here eventually. But, you know, I hope people do keep training and not just, you know, turn it off because of the disappointment. It is disappointing. I get it. I was disappointed about Chicago, but I'm just going to keep running, because the thing is, I still get a lot out of it. So I hope everybody will. And, you know, cross our fingers that next race happens in January. I'm so hoping, because I need it. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even with that, like, race in mind for January, like, I, like you said, like, I still, like, I get out there, like, because of all the other benefits, like physically, mentally, emotionally, like all that. I mean, like that, you know, since March has been like my main time outside. So it's like really, you know, kind of precious time. And it's when I catch up on my podcast as well.
Yeah, me too. I would not listen to as many shows as I do. And I listen to long ones. Some of mine are 3 hours or more long just for the one show. And that's, you know, and I get emails from people every once in a while that say, you know, I listen to the podcast every morning when I exercise, when I run, when I walk. And I know how much that means to me, because like Leo Laporte, I listen to his tech podcast. Like, he's my buddy on my runs every, you know, I know on Monday mornings, I listen to his show because it comes out on Sunday nights. You know, I listened to Matt and Kevin on 3028 this morning, talk about clocks, you know, the clocks in Tokyo and, you know, the cuckoo clock and the carousel of progress, like that. Those are my buddies on my run. I have, you know, all these shows I listen to, and it means a lot. So when you say you take it with you on your run, that's pretty cool. We'll just hang in there. We'll get to it. You know, that race is going to happen. So just train like it is. And if your race gets canceled, to say, ah, they're lying, I'm going to train. I'm still going to be ready for that race when it happens in November, even if it doesn't. Just keep going.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm really excited for you and Mallory. And I'm excited to see your photos and your reviews and thoughts on everything. And excited to hear what she thinks of the Skyliner, because I know she hasn't experienced that yet.
Galaxy's Edge. She's like, what's a Ronto wrap? I'm like, she won't eat one. She won't eat one because it's too exotic.
You're
for
like,
her.
It'll change your life.
No, she won't change her life because she will never eat one. But I will. She can watch me eat the Ronto wrap, and I'll put it on Instagram. So there you go. Just think about this.
Boy, I'm one of the only people that likes blue milk, so I'm in the minority with that.
Yeah, so. I don't like the milks. I know it kills me, but I don't. But here's the thing: like, my wife's not going, so it's just going to be Mallory and I. So think about how many Instagram posts there'll be. Like, usually there's about 5 an hour. Oh, there could be so many more this trip. Look out! Be ready.
All right,
it's gonna be crazy.
Excited.
All right, Marlissa,
I'll live vicariously through you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, night, see night. You later. Bye bye. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for hanging with me. Thanks for all the great calls and the encouraging words. That's, again, that's what I love about our community. Everybody's positive, but everybody's honest. We got some great feedback from folks that have traveled over the last week, folks that are in Orlando, folks that are thinking about traveling. In the chat, you guys killed it. Great conversations. I love reading those as we go throughout the show. It is just amazing. Like, Wade is in the chat giving feedback about Run Disney. Wade has pushed me to run more. I'll tell you that. Wade, I got to give him a shout out. 20 half marathons on 20 consecutive Saturdays in the summer in Nebraska. That is very much an accomplishment. So I'm very proud of Wade. And since he started doing that, I said, I need to do that. So I wasn't running that far on Saturdays. I've been doing that now. So I love that we push each other. So I have to get out there and do what he did. And it's great. And also, Spencer mentioned earlier in the chat at the top of the show that he's celebrating 12 years cancer-free today. And I didn't get a chance to mention that because the shows were coming in hot and heavy. The calls were coming in hot and heavy. Spencer, I'm so happy for you. When I hear a victory like that, that is the most important thing. That trumps any Disney stuff. So I'm very happy for Spencer. So congratulations on that. Please continue to stay healthy and know that we're thinking of you, and we appreciate that. So I'm so glad to be able to celebrate these victories together here at the podcast. You guys are amazing. All right, we're going to get out of here. It is time for me to get out to the lake. I'm going to take the dog for a walk. She just came down the steps with a hedgehog in her mouth. Now, it's a furry hedgehog. It looks like it's Grandpa Hedgehog. She has a whole family of hedgehogs. So we're going to go out for a walk around the lake. Love talking to you guys every Sunday. We'll be back again next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, probably on YouTube and Facebook. We'll try that next week. We'll try something new. And don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Over book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, and I see so many names right here that are already in our Patreon. Thank you so much for being a patron. Please hang with us. It means so much to the show as we get through these rough times. And if you haven't checked out our Patreon, do that over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Polls, discussions, comments, photos from back in the day. And of course, it's a crazy show. Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. This year I talked about shopping malls and the evolution of shopping malls from the times I grew up here in Missouri. So you guys, you all have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday night, a great Monday, an awesome week, and we'll get back together in a week here on the podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.